Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Yvonne McCoy. Thank you for joining me. I have to tell you that I think we're going to have, I'm having some technical problems today, but we are going to push on through. I am so glad that, well, I'm not just glad, I'm ecstatic, okay, that you've joined me for I'm Ready for Me. This year has been amazing. It's been like no other, and we still have time to astound ourselves. We still have over a month left. And, you know, the I'm Ready for Me Adept Living philosophy is to live your life as expertly as you can, be skilled, well-trained, and be a thoughtful person, and be in a situation where your life doesn't just happen to you, that you can learn and use success strategies and systems that can, you know, consciously enrich your life and make those life choices not only in one area but in all areas of your life. You know, the process begins by discovering and focusing on what you envision for all these areas of future success. And as you expand your horizons fearlessly, you know, you're going to start to see a difference. You're going to start to see, you know, how you handle change and goal setting and problem solving and managing resources. So, you know, what are you waiting for? So let's get started. Take a minute to hit the like button in the upper right-hand corner. And let's get it done. So today we're going to cover something that seems almost mundane. We're going to talk about making follow-up a success habit. So the question is, what does your business reputation, your accountability, your sales, and your customer service have in common? And what it is they all require great follow-up. And this process requires great communication. And to be honest, we all can get better at this success habit. But luckily, follow-up is a habit that can be learned. The process of follow-up itself is fairly simple and straightforward. All you're really doing is completing a communication loop between you and the people who have contacted you. So we want to see how you can stop struggling by having a system that works for you and also understanding it so that you can put a better system into place. And, you know, it may just be that you just need to make a few tweaks and changes, okay? I guess the reason I came up with this topic is I was doing some repurposing, and I would highly recommend that to everybody, to take a look at what you've got and what's working and see if you can use it in more than one way. If you've written an article, can you break it up into, you know, little pieces and make it a blog? Can you take several blogs and put them together and make them an article or a web post? So anyway, I was repurposing, and I came up upon one of my favorite models, which is U times change times follow-through equals success cubed. And as I looked at all the materials I had plenty of things for the U, understanding yourself, your learning style, if you're an introvert, you're an extrovert, and all these other different things, right, where you are in your life. Change is probably the area that I have the most information on because change is such a dynamic piece in success that you have to be willing to change. And the interesting part about it is that, you know, change is really misunderstood. So being able to change was a good one. And the follow-through was probably the weakest link in the chain, this follow-through step or follow-up. And, you know, I've always felt like, that it needed to be stronger. It needed to be more than just a suggestion. And so I decided that I would follow up and find out more about follow-up and how I could help people to do it better. Why don't people follow up? How can they get better at it? So that's how we're going to, what we're going to do today. We're going to learn what follow-up is and why it's important. We're going to learn the different kinds of follow-up. We're going to the different types. We're going to do methods of follow-up. And, of course, there's an assignment and an action plan. So, you know, really, you know, why it's important, okay, why you want to make this a success habit is it's going to help you achieve your goals. And part of that is really just the mind game. It's really a process of mind over matter. When you begin to build certain mental habits, you begin to develop the right mindset that's going to help you get to success. And a mental habit of looking at your efforts to succeed in a different way makes all the difference. And so I think it's really important that we're going to take a look at the different types of follow-up so you can see which one is the one that, you know, I always say get the biggest bang for your buck. And like I said, the process of follow-up itself is relatively straightforward. All you're doing is completing the loop of communication between you and the people that, you know, have contacted you or you have contacted. And I think one of the things that's important about follow-up is that I think it builds your credibility because it shows that if you say, I'm going to get back with you, that you do get that with people. And that builds your credibility in terms of whatever service or whatever product is you're going to have. Many people struggle with follow-up, and part of it is because they don't have a system in place, a system to communicate. And so we're going to talk about some systems and some things that you can do in the different ways. And as always, you know, you want to pick one that you like that you can continue to do. So when you consciously make the choice to respond to emails and answer texts and return phone calls or take actions on decisions, you begin to, you know, you're making that habit. And I know that that sounds like it's not a big deal. But, you know, many people let a lot of those things fall through the crack. And so it's important not only to follow up, it's important to prioritize because we all have time limits, okay, so that you are following up on the things of the highest, you know, at the highest level. And when you can develop the right attitude about follow-up, it becomes much easier. So, you know, follow-up is not an inconvenience, okay? It's not something that is, you know, aggravating. It's something that's helping you to build your business and your brand. But just a word about distractions. I mean, it can be really, emails can take up time, phone calls can take time, and so it's important to have a system to follow up and at the same time not let the follow-up itself become a distraction. Okay, so, you know, what is it and why is follow-up important? Okay, really, a lot of people find that follow-up may make them feel like they're rude or pushy or, you know, they're intrusive. And I can see where if you're not comfortable doing that or if people follow up with you, sometimes you might feel that way. But really, it's meeting the person at their needs. It's about tenacity and persistence. I mean, I have somebody that I sent a follow-up to, a quick email, and said, you know, I know you're really busy. I don't want to bother you. We said we were going to talk. If this is not a good time, let's reschedule for another time, okay? You want to be polite but persistent, and the whole idea is keeping the lines of communication open. You may not, you know, make a sale or make a deal, but, you know, part of the follow-up is, you know, you said you needed to get some things in, you know, in place. How's that going? You know, can you give me an idea when would be a good time to connect with you again? Follow-up yields positive results because it's based, you know, on your caring about the person. You care enough about them to follow up with them. And if you're in you know, strictly a sales mode, got to get the sale, then maybe that's why you think a follow-up is being pushy or intrusive. But in reality, if you are trying to build that relationship, and relationship marketing is much, much stronger than just, you know, the sales push, it shows interest. You know, I know, you know, I hope your daughter graduated and it was a wonderful affair. Are you ready to get back to the things we talked about, okay? And also the thing about follow-up is it puts you in charge. It makes you responsible, you know, for a lot of the results that you get. You're not sitting there waiting for somebody to call you. You are taking the responsibility to reach out and communicate effectively with people, you know, who can help you meet the goals that you want to meet. And so I think that's an important thing to think about with follow-up, okay? People, you know, fail at a follow-up for a lot of reasons, okay? Again, they're afraid of being pushy. They can be forgetful. They forget to have or they don't have a system that they can, you know, they try to keep it in their head and they can't do it. They don't have a system to help them. I guess you could say laziness is one, but I don't think that's the case for most of you that are listening to that. Making untrue assumptions, okay? You know, it's kind of like if you haven't heard from somebody, maybe they don't want to hear from you, and that isn't necessarily true. And as always, you know, you have to take a look and see, do I have enough training, do I have enough knowledge to really put a system in place that I can make it work? And, you know, follow-up, I said, is actually very simple. I think it has a couple of steps, and it really is that you have to be honest about what you want. You know, are you calling You know, are you just maintaining contact? Are you trying to get a sale? Are you trying to get information? Do you want to maintain a relationship? And to understand that with follow-up, sometimes you have to understand there's a sacrifice and there are consequences, okay? So by the sacrifice, it means you may have to give up a little bit of time so that you can actually do the follow-up and, you know, and send people information when they want it. And the consequences are going to be, one is that you may, you know, on the negative side, the person may finally say, I don't want what you've got, or, you know, this isn't working for me. But at least you're not wasting your time. And the other consequence is that, you know, something really good comes out of it, that you get a sales, that you get a business partner, that something does happen, and so that you're now going to have to spend time on that new project that's going to make you even more successful. So the next thing is that you need to prepare for success. You need to have some, you know, systems in place, because the more you follow up, the more success you're going to have, the more you're going to reach your goals. And, you know, the importance that you schedule things and give yourself deadlines. And, you know, no plan is complete unless you can reward yourself, okay? So we're going to talk about several different kinds of places where you need follow-up, just so that you can kind of understand and see where maybe you need some help. So one is the communication follow-up. You know, the communication follow-up is really just is a two-way street, that you both do it. You know, that you treat the communication as important as the other person does, that you treat all face-to-face communication by responding promptly, engaging, you know, with the sender to in ways that lets them know that you've considered that the communication is important, that you pay attention to the content. You know, you listen to what the speaker's saying, and that you frame your response. So sometimes, you know, communication follow-up, face-to-face communication can be difficult, especially if you're not focusing, okay? If you're not focusing on what the person is saying, and if you're trying to figure out what your answer is ahead of time. So, you know, you want to make sure that when you're engaging in face-to-face, that you are, in fact, concentrating on what's going on. And, you know, I always say to people, whether it's on the phone or face-to-face, what would be a good time to touch base with you again and see where we are, okay? When I send out emails, you know, somebody said, I'd like to talk to you about such and such, and I would say, what's better for you before, before, by the end of this month or by the middle of next month, all right? So you have already started that communication loop. Sales follow-up is really important, okay? Again, sales follow-up is making sure that you really are listening to what the person is saying, you know, and sales follow-up is important because it's an excellent way for increasing your sales number, you know, because it allows you to deal with the issues that, you know, that your client is having. It allows you to build trust, especially if you have several points of contact before the sale, so that the person knows that they can trust you. And just the act of following up is going to increase their trust in you. It also gives you additional opportunities to provide value to the client. You know, when you talk to them the first time, they say, well, I think I need a such and such. Okay, so you research the such and such, and you go back with that, and the person said, well, I thought this would do this. Well, no, but there are two, you know, now you can say there are two ways that you can get that accomplished. This particular product won't do that, but I have two other products that will do it. Or you can, you know, still go with the product that you want and know that you have to add another piece to it later on. So it puts you more into a partner relationship and more of a consultant than just the straight up, you know, I got something I want you to buy. Relationship follow-up has to do with either, you know, with interpersonal relationships, obviously, social, professional, business relationships are more critical when it, you know, because of how they help you to increase your profit potential. And in order to maintain or grow business relationships, you need to, you know, you need to do the work necessary to follow up on the opportunity that presents itself. So the other thing about relationship follow-up is that you may not be used to is that it takes time. it is not a really fast thing. You may have to have, again, several contacts with somebody before you get to a point where you actually get into action, okay? And the more you understand about the person and the business that you're dealing with, the better it is that you can partner with them, you know, and follow up with them and have a good sense. So, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, you've got great contact information, that you make sure you email after the meeting. I usually always say when I get somebody's card and email, it's like, it was great to meet you. I like to just make sure that this, you know, that I've got your email into my contact correctly. And then something about following up in the future, okay? And then you need to, you actually need to conduct the follow-up on time. If you say, I'm going to call you on Thursday, and then you don't call till the next week, you've probably done yourself more damage, okay, than if you did actually follow up when you said. You know, make sure that, you know, the really common sense stuff to leave a message and some reason for them to call you back. Don't automatically assume that if you get a negative response that there's something wrong with what's going on with you, because that's not necessarily true at all, okay? Relationship follow-up is kind of like customer follow-up, but this happens after the sale is closed, and it also is valuable to your business because it creates more trust between you and the customer. They probably will buy more. It'll allow you to lower your refund. Your return rate will be headed off because you've answered so many of the questions before the person has actually bought, so they know that what they're getting, and they're, you know, it's not a surprise. It generates goodwill in regards to your business through word of action and street reputation and referrals. And all of the things that we talked about having additional future sales with your existing customer base and, you know, getting referrals. And, you know, it's a lot more expensive to get a new customer than it is to keep a customer that you've already got. So, you know, part of the follow-up with a customer after the sales can be something, you know, like those birthday cards or special offers or, you know, just checking in now that you've had this for, you know, for like 60 days, is everything going all right? The one thing that I didn't cover too much was project follow-up, but I think that there's some really helpful hints in project follow-up that aren't in the other things, all right? So project follow-up is, it's important to know the scope of work, all right, so that you really understand what it is that, you know, you have to get accomplished first so that you can follow up on it. By doing project follow-up, you're not operating in crisis mode. It's not like you wait till something is broken, you know. And the way that you do this is, you know, each week you want to ask a series of questions that's going to tell you how the project is going. So, you know, one question would be, has the scope of work changed? Will any major activity or milestone be missed? And the reason that's important is because you need to know that ahead of time. So, you know, when you ask that question the first time, the answer might be no. The next week when you ask it, it may be, well, we're running a little behind, but we think we can make up the difference. The next time, you know, it may be, you know, we said we thought we could make up the difference. We can't. What kind of adjustments do we need? What do we need to do? As opposed to going for a month and going, ye gads, you know, we're going to miss this major activity or milestone, okay? So when you're at that point, you want to know, do you need some outside help or expertise? And are there any technical problems, you know, or problems in the system, you know, that are causing you to be behind? And the last one is, are there any other unresolved, you know, problems that you might have? So those are the different areas where follow-up is really important. Communication follow-up, sales follow-up, relationship follow-up, customer follow-up, and project follow-up. And that doesn't even include the follow-up that you should be doing with your family and in your personal life. So there's a lot of follow-up going on, all right? So let's talk about, you know, this is really common sense, but let's talk about the different methods of follow-up. And the real issue is when you're listening to this, I want you to think about what you do well, what you would like to change, okay, and how can you handle it better, right? So the one that we think about a lot is the phone call. A simple phone call is probably the easiest, the most common way to follow up, you know, both with customers, clients, or business associates. Nearly everyone has a mobile phone and carries it with them, and so the chance that you're going to be answered with a live person is pretty good. So the other part to that is you kind of want to be, I think you want to be careful with that and kind of respect people's time, because everybody does have a mobile phone. And so it may not sound businesslike, but I think a lot of us are using text messages instead of making, you know, especially if we want quick answers, right? Because you don't know what the person is doing. And so you may say, you know, just confirming today's meeting. And they can just text you back yes or no, as opposed to having to totally stop what they're doing to come to the phone. But whatever, if you're following up, you want to, you know, you don't want to ramble. You want to get to the reason for your call, because you don't want people, when they see your name pop up, think, oh, God, this person wastes my time. Okay? And to you know, make sure that you are giving them the information they need, that you're calling for a specific reason. You know, if you can't get the person, you know, there's always voicemail. And again, you need to make sure that you get right to the fact, you know, who it is. Hi, this is so-and-so. I'm calling to follow up. You can reach me at blah, blah, blah. You know, or you can, even better, is, you know, you could, you know, I'll be in my office all day tomorrow. Give me a call. Okay? Responding to an inquiry via email is becoming a lot more effective than phone calls, simply because people, again, can get it on their smartphones. The person is likely to be notified right away. They can respond if they're available. You know, the downside is that it's easy to ignore it. Some of the less used ways of following up are thank you cards. And one of the things that's interesting about a thank you card is that it's physical, it can be handwritten, and it's a surprise. It kind of differentiates you from everybody else. Yes, you can send a, you know, an email thank you card, but it's nice to send something that's physical, okay? Like I said, it could be a birthday card. It could be a holiday card. And that just says, you know, thinking of you, right? Let's talk in the future. You can also, on special occasions around the holidays like now, you can do a small gift as a way to follow up with the client. And even those, you know, business associates you appreciate, even a $5 gift certificate will stick out in the mind who isn't expecting anything. I always say it's really amazing to me. I mean, as, you know, as old and as adult as I am, whenever I open a birthday card and money falls out, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a dollar or $20, I'm back to being a kid again. And so, you know, some of the really easy ones to do are places where you can get coffee, such as, you know, if you do Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, or someone the other day gave me a $10 Wawa, which I don't know if they're I don't think they're a regional company, but they are a, you know, 24-hour kind of store where you can go in and get coffee and, you know, snacks, and usually they have a deli. And so usually, you know, if you a card like that is really quite welcome. And it really makes, you know, it makes you memorable in the face of the people that you're dealing with. You know, taking that one step further, you know, would be promotional items. Things, interesting and useful items that are available very inexpensively, you know, that you can get your logo printed on, that you can send along when you follow up in the mail, or pen or notepad, is a great thing to do, because especially something that's going to be there. I personally think that magnets are a wonderful thing, because I have magnets on my refrigerator that I can't tell you how old they are, because, you know, you do artwork and shopping lists and all kinds of other things. And, you know, pens are the same thing. Not only, the thing with a pen is that it also travels. You get a pen that has your logo on it. The person uses it. They put it down. Somebody else picks it up, and they look at it. And so you've actually done outreach to people that you never knew before. Okay. The important thing, follow-up, okay, is you have to figure out what your style is. Okay, what works for you? What makes you actually do the follow-up, all right? So, you know, we all know, first of all, that follow-up is really important, and, you know, that's a no-brainer, and that everybody is capable of doing it. But just because you're capable of doing it doesn't mean that you do. So we need to figure out how to help you to follow up, find a way to follow up that makes sense. Okay? A lot of follow-up, you know, effective follow-up actually has to do with organization. If you're, unorganized in your business, then you probably are going to be unorganized in your follow-up, okay? And things fall through the cracks, and it creates other problems and clearly can be seriously detrimental to your business's bottom line and to your relationships, all right? So we're just going to talk about some simple ways to do follow-up, okay? And what I want you to think about is what works for you, okay? So obviously a calendar is simple and effective, and they're online or paper calendars. You know, one of the things that about an online calendar, like I use Google Calendar, okay, an online calendar will give you the ability to send an email or a notification reminder online, and it may let you send a text message to remind you of your follow-up. I have gotten to a place where I use Google Calendar a lot. I didn't for a long time, but I have to say I'm loving it for lots of reasons. One is, if I'm talking to somebody on the phone, I can put it right into the calendar right then because I'm usually on the computer. Okay? I can send them out, the same notification. Okay? I love the fact, because I'm a visual learner, I love the fact that Google Calendar lets me put the colors in. So certain things are personal, certain things are business, certain things are, you know, like any teleseminars I'm going to give or attend or when I do a blab, they're in purple, okay? Any meetings or client calls are in blue. And so I can kind of look at it very quickly and see what's going on and know what I have to do, okay? If you haven't tried, and I'm sure that there's some other ones out there that are just as great, but like I said, one of the things that's important for making it work for me is that visual, you know, color representation and the fact that it's right there on my calendar, my computer, that it sends me a reminder like 30 minutes before I'm supposed to have a call or do something. And so it reminds me, okay? There are also things like online time managers or project managers that you can purchase, which allow you not only to schedule your follow-up but to keep notes on your clients and your customers that you need to follow up on. These are softwares that work great when you're working with a team of people so everybody knows what's going on. If you're a solopreneur, you may not the cost and you may not need it as much. If I'm not going to send reminders from my Google Calendar, I will also put in descriptions of what I'm supposed to remind people of. Okay? Automated follow-up is helpful if you know exactly what you're going to say and when you're going to say it. Simply compose and schedule a follow-up email. You get autoresponders. So if you have customer follow-up that you want to do, if they bought a certain product, you can set up a series of four or five emails. I'm glad you got the product. You know, now that you've had it 2 weeks, you've had it, 3 months, can we be of service, blah, blah, blah. Have you looked at our new whatever? And you can put that in, and it will automatically do the follow-up for you with all your customers. Now, one of the things that you have to realize is that the more you follow up, the more you have to follow up. So if you send an email and say, is everything going good, would you like to look at this? There's a good chance that some of those people are going to call you back and say, yes, I would like to see that. So you need to make sure that you have a system in place. And one of the things that I mentioned at the very beginning was the fact that, one of the things that you have to do is you have to know that it's probably, you have to be prepared for success and that you have to have a system in place. So those are some of the ways to follow up. And you may have other ways that you use that you really like. But the thing that probably is the most important about this is that you find a system that works for you. All right? So let's take a couple of examples. You know, take some of these things that we've talked about and give some examples. So there is the follow-up. There is the follow-up when you're networking. We talked about networking before. I'm laughing because my Google Calendar just sent me a reminder of something that's going to be happening in a half an hour. So let's say you're networking, okay? Now, you should not assume, I mean, part of following up is you taking responsibility for your business, not sitting there waiting. So let's say if you're networking, you may just send a quick follow-up email, okay, that just says, it was great to meet you. I'm glad we talked about, you know, so you put in something that will help them know to remember you, okay? Now, you can't actually, I mean, you can come up with a boilerplate type of email for this, but if you really want to stick out in the person's mind, it needs to be customized and it needs to be a lot more personal. But the format can be the same, all right? So it can be, glad to meet you at, I was really interested in what you had to say about, right? Let's get together in the future. Let's see how we can work together. Let's see if there are any opportunities that we can work on. And I think that, you know, that's the kind of email that you send to somebody who isn't necessarily a customer, but somebody who might be a business partner or somebody that you might work with in the future. Okay? If it's a customer, you know, it might be, you might decide you want to do a phone call. Hi, this is so-and-so. I know you said you wanted to talk to your husband about this. You know, is there any way that I can help you with this? Actually, you should have done this in person. If they say that they want, you know, when we did covering objections, if they said that they wanted to look at other places or they wanted to talk to their husband, when you follow up, you want to say, did you have an opportunity to look at other places or other, you know, providers? Did you have a chance to talk to your husband? Is there anything I can do to answer any questions? I would be happy to talk to him for you or her for you, you know, so we're not being sexist. And it may take, you know, a couple of times to get people comfortable, right? And I think it's important when you're kind of making these phone calls to follow up and overcome objections in sales that you make sure that they are still open to getting your phone call. You know, did you make a decision about this? Okay. If they have, then you don't want to follow them up. Although I think that, you know, you still can follow up maybe a year later. Okay. So that's kind of the sales and the customer kind of thing. What about, let's talk about project management a little bit. Project management follow-up. And I think project management follow-up can be so, so important. So I can't tell you how many meetings I've been in where we get to the meeting, we say we're going to do this, right? We're going to do this, this, and this. And 2 weeks later, nothing has been done, okay? Or a couple months later, we find that some important piece, you know, somebody says, oh, I've got that. And some important piece falls through the crack. And so probably of all the follow-up places, project management is probably the most scheduled and most structured. So scope of work and making sure that it isn't changing and that you don't have, scope creep, where you start with, you know, a very narrow scope and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And it'll keep you from, you know, operating, like I said, in crisis mode. One of the clients that I had, there was one important but small piece, kind of a non-technical piece, compared to the rest of the project. And every time it got brought up, and it got brought up for months, You know, somebody said, I got this, right? And then it turned out to be a crisis because it was 2 weeks before the deadline and they couldn't pull it off. And so then they were into damage control, all right? So that's why it's very important that each week, you know, or regularly spaced time frame, that you're asking, has the scope changed? You know, is there something, you know, are we still doing what we think we should do? Are there any major activities or milestones that we look like we're going to miss or that we, you know, are definitely going to miss? Do we need to bring in more help? Are there technical problems? Are there, you know, are we having problems getting the interaction and stuff that we need from outside people? Okay? And you can do that with your business as well. I mean, you may not consider your business, you know, a project, but asking these weekly questions like, you know, are there any major activities or milestones that we missed, instead of just saying, you know, update me on this, right? The other thing that I think, like I said, I think that you have to take this and make this a project for yourself, because follow-up is so important to your business, and it's important that you have a system that works for you. So, you know, you ask yourself, what's working? You know, can I, you know, use that same system in other things because I'm doing it? What do you enjoy? If you don't enjoy making the phone calls, then, you know, send an email. All right? And this is going to give you, you know, this is an insight into you. All right? It's important to answer the questions so that you can do them naturally, which is an important part of follow-up. Like I said, I really like Google Calendars because it gives me the times, it gives me colors, it gives me reminders. And I think that that's so important. So really figure out what kind of follow-up you have to do. Are you doing mainly sales follow-up? Are you doing, you know, face-to-face follow-up? Is it the project follow-up? Figure out what you're doing. Figure out where you're doing it well and where you're not doing it well. And if you're doing it well, why are you doing it well? All right? So you have to give yourself an action plan. You know, you have to make this an urgent reason to do this. And part of this is that, you know, you obviously you're doing follow-up because you want great results. And so as you think about your plan, you have to be honest about what you want. Why am I following up with this person, okay? I'm following up because they have information, there are business opportunities, there's going to be a sale. But it's got to be more than just the money, I think. I think it's got to be that you want to increase your credibility, that you want to increase your visibility, that you want to have rapport with that person, okay? And so you have to take all those things into consideration. Understand in your plan, you need to make sure that you can understand the sacrifices and the consequences. Now, I know that sounds a little bit weird, but it takes time to follow up. So, you know, you have to say, okay, you have to prioritize so that you can say, all right, I only have X number of time. Where am I going to get the biggest bang for my buck? Okay, there may be a group of follow-up that you think is really important that you need to have a personal touch with. There may be some follow-up, and it may be a category of follow-up that's very large, that automatic emails will be sufficient. You know, understand what you can do on a regular, normal basis. And also understand the consequences, because the more you communicate with people, the more they're going to communicate with you. And what that means is some of them are going to be good communications. They're going to be opportunities for you to grow your business. People are going to be happy to hear from you. Some of them may not be as good. If you ask people, how do you like my product? I mean, some of them may give you, you know, may give you a 2-star instead of a 4-star. And so you have to be willing to know that there are going to be consequences and you have to deal with that. But the other consequences are that you are probably going to have a lot more success. And have you actually put systems in place to do that? So, for instance, if somebody sends back an email and says, I would like, you know, another one of your representatives to call me. I have a friend that's interested. Where does that go? Does that go to you or does that go to somebody else in your organization that can automatically follow up with that, even if it's just to be able to schedule a time for you, all right? It is incredibly important that you give yourself deadlines, all right? So one of the things that I do with my Google Calendar is if I expect to have something come back to me, I will put back all information for product, or all information on this project or information from such and such is due on this day. And I put that in as a reminder for myself. Typically, I like to put it in a day before it's actually due. So if I haven't talked to the person, I can send them a reminder to say, don't forget, this is what's coming up. All right. But deadlines are important to follow up. I mean, there's some that you can have some wiggle room with. It doesn't make a whole lot of difference. It doesn't make a lot of difference if you follow up the day after an event or, the week after an event. You don't want to do it 2 months or 3 months after the event. But certain things have other deadlines that are contingent that you need to make sure that you're meeting those deadlines. And as always, one of the really important things is, you're working hard, and so I think any great plan means that you're going to reward yourself or your team or the people that are helping you. So I'm going to suggest that this week that you really spend some time looking at what's working. And, what follow activities are there that you like that makes them easy for you? Because this is really important to help you with your style. I know that my marketing partner said to me, because I was having trouble doing blogs and, all this other kinds of stuff that you're supposed to do. And she said, what is the one thing that you have enjoyed doing and you have done for a really long time? And it was this show. And she said to me, why do you think this is easier than the others? And I said, because I feel like a lot of the social media stuff is like, this is what I had for breakfast, here's a picture of my dinner, that kind of stuff, where when I'm doing the radio show, it may not sound like it, but I do a fair amount of research. I read a lot of articles so that I can give you new information, and it's not just about me, okay? And so she said to me, all right, take the information from your blog talk. You can use that for posting as well. And so you get more than one use from it, but it's your style. And that has helped me immensely. So find a follow-up style activity that works really well with the way that you like to do it, okay? Ask how you can make that style better or the way that you're doing it better. You can always do a little, do it a little bit better. What do you need more of? Do you need some support? Okay, the big question that you need to ask yourself is, how much is this costing you if you don't follow up? If you don't follow up on these people, you fall off their radar, you may not get another chance to partner with them or to sell with them or to develop a relationship. And your system has got to have, some kind of accountability so that you know what it is, that you've done and that you followed up on. All right. So we've talked about, making sure that you know what you want and prioritizing so that you can schedule, some action to make sure you get things done. The one thing that we didn't talk about that I think is really important is we didn't talk about reflection and evaluation. And I think, it takes time to grow and customize your system, whether it's a simple calendar or an assistant or a software program. But I think you need to take a look and, really say what do I like? What's working? What's getting me results? Where is it worthwhile putting some time and energy into my business, okay? Because the fact is that follow-up is really not optional. If you're in business, you have to be able to follow up. It's not something that you might want to do in the business. You really need to do it. And so, it's as much as having a good product as being able to represent that product and to follow up and keep your, So you want to find a way that's going to make it quick and easy and painless. And there's no reason to fear following up, okay, especially with people who have a clear interest or need for your business product or service. I mean, it's amazing. One of the ways that I followed up, I called it outreach, but, I had a whole lot of people I hadn't talked to in a long time because there were many personal things that were going on in my life. My mother was sick, yada, yada, yada. And so I came up with kind of a boilerplate letter, and I covered that in, making opportunities, but I basically said, hi, you know, how are you doing? I haven't talked to you in a really long time. I'm really sorry that it's taken me so long to get back with you. These are some of the things that are going on, but I'm now in a position that I'm ready to start growing my business again. I'd really like to talk to you. And I just said I'm going to send two a week out. I made a whole list, and I said I'm sending out 2 a week. And I was surprised. I don't think there was anybody. I pretty much got a response, at least a 95% response. And I got some that said, I've retired. I'm not doing any other business. I'm just whatever. I've had some that said, it's really good to hear from you. We should just talk. I'm not sure that what I'm doing, links up to what you're doing. But it was an easy way to do it, okay? And it required that after you sent the email out that you got some follow-up, that you did some follow-up. And it was a project. It was like a separate project, that I put down as my outreach project. And it got me about four different programs that I'm running with people. So I would suggest that being able to follow up is a huge, huge skill that you need to have for your business. Okay. So we're going to tie this up. Like I always say, this is information, and the real question is, how are you going to use what you learned? And I purposely, make this program only 15 minutes long so that you have like 10 minutes to write down an action plan, to ask yourself, how much effort are you willing to put into this? What kind of steps are you going to take? And there's more than one way to move forward. I mean, some of you may say, I want to look at, follow-up throughout my business, and others of you may say, well, I just want to look at this one way that I'm following up. But it doesn't matter as long as you do something. Information without action is just, it's just information. So I want you to be successful. I want you to take the time to use the information and see how you can grow your business. And know that these follow-up things are also things that you can use in your personal life. So I'm really glad that you came. When we hang out with each other, I hope that you're going to take some steps to take your dreams and turn them into goals, and your goals into plans, and your plans into specific actions. I hope that by adopting the Adept Living model, that you are going to be available for new information, you're going to be dependable and consistent, that you're going to invest in lifelong learning, that you're going to promote your professional and personal integrity, and that you can use these ideas in many areas of your life. And so the big question is, what are you going to do differently? What did you learn that will help you? 2015 has maybe 5 weeks left, but you still have time to do better, all right? I should also mention that you should check in with changeyourlifeanyway.com. We've got a teleseminar coming up that might be helpful for the year end for you. Again, that's changeyourlifeanyway.com. And it's a free teleseminar. Take a look. There are two times where you can get some other additional information to make this year end better. So for I'm Ready for Me, and it's Yvonne McQuay saying, remember to be empowered, design your life for ease, and have a formula that works with and for you. I'm ready for me. I'm ready to be healthy, wealthy, and alive. I'm ecstatic. If you haven't clicked the like button, please do. And until our next show, have many great days. I'm ecstatic. I hope you are too.